Hello and welcome to Put in an H, a minisode.
Minisode? Oh, sorry, I was on my phone.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Go again.
No.
No, no.
So what are we talking about today, Andy? What are we talking about today?
We're talking about the 80s.
So, because we're in a new decade,
yeah.
I figured why not cast our mind back to some old decades.
Yes, podcast our minds.
Yeah. Don't make that face at me, man.
Anyway.
But, you know, 80s is a good one to start because we were both born in the 80s.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Are you 86?
I'm 86. Yeah. Start of 86.
I'm an 85, man. I've always been an 85, man. Yeah. I think I always will.
Of course.
So,
what I want to kick off with in terms of the 80s.
Yes.
What I love about the 80s, first of all, everything.
Everything.
But I love the aesthetic of the 1980s.
You know, if you're looking at something or listening to something,
man, that
you know
so
right
80s,
away
like,
that it's the if it's the 80s or not.
I mean, and I, maybe not so much for Ireland, the aesthetic in Ireland.
The aesthetic for Ireland is just perms.
Yeah.
Your ma had a perm, 100%.
Your
dad had a tash, and your ma had a perm.
Your dad's mustache was permed, like, you know.
Perm was permed. I remember my mom actually, like, I was left with my grandparents, and my mom came back, and she had done her hair mad curly, and I was just like, I just started crying. I never started laughing. I remember, she's like, it's okay. It's still me. I don't like it.
Like, I recently watched a film that I had never seen before. I bought it on 4K Ultra Blu-ray.
It's called... Showing off.
You know it, man. My dick is on the table.
I wasn't ready for that.
It's called To Live and Die in L.A. Okay?
And I'm familiar with the Tupac song, but not the movie.
Oh, well. Movie probably came first. But it is a kind of... It's a weird thing... It's Willem Dafoe again, funnily enough.
Willem Dafoe.
Oh, man, I love Willem Dafoe. Willem Dafoe is a counterfeiter, right?
Nice.
And the guy, did you ever watch CSI, Las Vegas?
No.
William Peterson is his name.
Okay.
He is the treasury agent trying to hunt him down all over LA and stuff. It's great. Right. But the music, the soundtrack is done by Wang Chung.
Oh.
You know, everybody have fun tonight.
More 80s than that.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting there watching, and I was like, man, this is so fucking 80s.
Yeah.
Like, the whole aesthetic, the music, everything. And I was like, man, I fucking like, missed this. Like,
yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
I missed out on all this. I've always just been looking back.
But that's the thing. I always feel like, I mean, we did because we were, we were five or four.
And lived in Ireland, like.
Yeah, when the 80s ended. But, like, that's always one, like, that I feel like it just passed me by. Mm. And, like, I like it now watching back. I love New York stuff set in the 80s. I love even California stuff in the 80s.
You get
loads of those palm trees.
But that's what this, it's like neon.
Yeah,
and like,
you know what I mean? I love all that.
Big palm trees, big shades.
But when I look back, like, I should have printed off the list. I was looking at, like, the top movies of the 1980s, and I haven't seen any of them.
Really?
I either haven't seen them, or I don't really like them. The only ones that were up there were E.T. and Indiana Jones. And, you know, I wouldn't necessarily watch either
of
them.
Like, no, you're looking in the wrong genre, mate.
Probably. This
action,
is like,
you need to be
this was like, I don't know what it was. I think it might have been Empire or something. The top movies. And there was like all these movies I haven't seen. Like, you know, fucking, what's the, Stuck on You, Stand By Me.
Stand By Me is great.
Stand By Me.
You
and
love
like,
that, man.
Loads of these really popular movies of the 80s. I just haven't seen them. Like,
you should go back because there's some good, like, it's like, it was so bombastic. Like, Predator is the 80s. And like, that's like 87 or something. And that's, man, you'd fucking love
I've seen Predator.
That.
I've seen Predator.
But like,
yeah.
If you watched it again now as like an adult, like,
the 80s is just a little, you know what it is? The 80s, you know the way I never normally start a show on season one? I need those characters to be developed a bit more. The 80s is like the season one of things.
How dare you?
It's like the, as far as decades go, 80s was like, all right, they're just trying new stuff out. It's not the 70s, far from the 70s, but you get the 80s, they're doing new things. And I think in the 90s, not so much musically, but movie-wise,
You're kind of maybe onto something, because like New Hollywood started in the 70s, like, right. And all these sort of, it was a change from the old studio system. Westerns are gone, you know, all that sort of cowboy, right. And it's like all this kind of counterculture movies are being made.
Yeah.
And then by the time like the 80s, it kind of evolved into like such machismo or whatever, yeah, like that, yeah. Like, and then it kind of, in the 90s it kind of settled into like if you look at the action stars of the 80s, it's Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Van Damme, to a lesser extent you're Van Damme. Yeah. And then like you look at the action stars in the 90s, it's like Travolta, Cage, like these little wimps in comparison, like, you know.
I don't know, no, well, Travolta, but
Travolta was in a good few when he got back.
I wouldn't consider him an action star of the 90s though.
Give me some action stars of the 90s then.
I'd say Schwarzenegger again.
What?
The Last Action Hero was only 93. He was in loads. True Lies.
That's his last one. True Lies 94. Like,
he definitely had way more in the 80s, but I'd still put him in the 90s.
He's on the downturn. Like, he's on the downturn.
I still have it in the 90s.
You're talking in the 90s, Cruise is coming up.
Yeah.
Like, he's starting. Like, Mission Impossible starts 96. Cage is coming up.
Yeah.
Keanu is coming up.
Keanu,
like,
yeah.
You know, Speed is like 95, I think. Is it? Like, you know, by the end of the decade, Matrix is 99.
Yeah. So Terminator 1 was 80s, wasn't it?
Terminator 1 was 80s. Terminator 2 was like 91.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So like even that, it's like, it's almost like a spillover from the 80s. It is, like, you know, like that sort of stuff. But like the music even was like, you know, fucking, it's so hair metal, like, you know,
yeah,
that was a thing. Like,
that's massive in like America.
Yeah,
the hair metal, like, way still? More. Like, people like our age or a bit older, like, they go mad for that hair, like Van Halen. I never get into any of that AC/DC. I listened to Panama today. Actually, speaking of, but like, I was thinking about like, well, first of all, before we move on to a different thing, would you have a favorite movie of the '80s?
Now,
I'll just tell you now, mine's Ghostbusters. We've already discussed this, so we don't need to get into it. Okay. But that's mine. But what would yours be?
I think Predator is there, and I think RoboCop is 80s as well. And RoboCop, as I get older, I fucking love RoboCop. Is fucking dead.
Yeah.
And even like, you all move, creep. Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
And we were only watching it.
We watched it as for our own
for
podcast.
The other podcast. The fucking end where your man's in the acid or whatever. He's like, Rrr! I was like, oh my god!
But like,
that's what I liked about the '80s as well, and the '90s too. But that whole
eighties was more like,
it's just that sort of like they really had to do something. They couldn't just go to the computer CGI.
That's it. Like, you know, you look.
They had to get in costume, or they had to put on makeup.
If you look at any of those, like Friday 13. Well, those two, but like, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah,
like. There is one in the Nightmare on Elm Street where one of the kids, it's something to do with this dream. It's all dreams anyway, but there's like all these kids that are insomniacs. And he gets one of them when he's asleep, obviously. And he has the tendons in his arms ripped out, and he's walking him down the hallway like he's a puppet. Like, the strings are all, and I was like, thinking, look at this.
Fuck.
Like, fucking hell. Like, you know, like.
I used to go when I was. In what was the video store?
Video scene.
Yeah. It's not mad that we both went to the same one. Like, but like, I remember looking at the VHS tapes of the horrors there, and I'm like, I still think of some of the, even just the covers.
Hellraiser
is literally the one I'm thinking of as I'm talking. Where I'm just like, these movies, that was 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm like, fucking hell, like, even as a kid, they shouldn't even have had those movies down that low. They should have had them up high. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because now it's blue. Like, it'll just have, like, you know, whatever, something, some art.
I'll tell you what's another one, actually, just while we're on it. The Thing.
Never seen The Thing.
82 or something. The Thing is fucking awesome, man.
Were you telling me about that before?
Did we Kurt have
a
Russell.
Clip on? Yeah. And you know what? When I was looking for a clip to edit into the last podcast, I ended up watching loads of scenes from The Thing, and I was like, this does actually look deadly.
It's fucking deadly, man. So
I was thinking
good.
That looked good.
But like, sorry, yours is Ghostbusters.
Mine would be Ghostbusters. York 80s.
I told you about my Ghostbusters story in New York.
Did you?
Where it was like, I was getting my bags off the doorman, and a big guy, African American man, and he's like, you know what that building is over there, man? And I was like, no. And he's like, you like movies?
You have no idea.
I was like, yeah, like, what movie is that from? I was like, and I couldn't tell him. He's like, Ghostbusters, man.
Man, fuck you. I bet you were absolutely devastated that you couldn't flex your movie muscles with this guy.
What is it like? I was like, it's like Home Alone 2? Like, I don't know. Like, what are you talking about? This is in like Ghostbusters. And that's a blind spot for me, I have to say.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah, not a Ghostbusters.
Really?
Guy. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Not a Ghostbusters guy.
Well,
maybe the new one I'll like.
You probably will, and I'll. I want to get on to a little bit of music.
Sure.
Now, granted, this episode is called The 80s. It's just going to be the shit that we want to talk about with The 80s. I can't believe they didn't cover the fucking Berlin
Wall. AIDS crisis.
Or whatever it was, yeah. I have a bit of a theory on 80s music, right? Now, it's not really a hot take, because I'm sure loads of people have had it. But I've noticed, right, that any band that came out before the 80s, maybe instead of, or not bands who came out in the late 70s, maybe 79, fair enough.
Sure.
But bands who were out in like the 60s and 70s, they always seemed to just, the 80s was awful for them.
Yeah, because they couldn't adapt or whatever. Like.
But then I equally think that people who started in the 80s and embraced the 80s never made it out of the 80s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've said it to you before, I was like, I always think of like Robert Palmer as an example of that. Of like, Robert Palmer was really fucking good and like really talented. But like, he sort of, I don't think he's given the credit that he deserves, because he embraced that 80s sound so much in all his
songs. Transitioned to the 90s. Like.
Yeah, like, you know, like Bad Case of Loving You and
The fucking, Lights Are Wrong.
Yeah, Simply Irresistible and, you know, even Johnny and Mary.
You're mine.
Like, there's so many songs. All right.
Your heart beats. Double time.
Just one kiss and you'll be mine.
Oh,
I just sing Robert Palmer all day. But you know what I mean? Like,
what's your favorite Robert Palmer song?
I Feel Like She Makes My Day.
I'm a big fan
of that one.
Don't know it.
It's a bit of a mushy one, but it's got like singing over singing. It's brilliant. But I always feel like he kind of got a bit of a... He's not mentioned...
Well, thanks for asking, but mine is...
I wasn't finished. Go on.
It's between two, either Woke Up Laughing or Every Kind of People.
I knew you. I think that might have been 90s, though, Every Kind of People.
Was it? Yeah.
I think so. But still.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I was like, okay, who did I like from the... Like, I mean, there's low... I was listening to an 80s playlist today in preparation for... I was like...
You know what you should have listened to?
Yeah,
the GTA Vice City.
Oh, way ahead of you, friend. I think I actually bought the album of the 80s.
I wish they would remaster that game, because that'd be like,
you can get it on your phone for like £5.
But like, what's the point? Like, you know, what's the graphics like? Like
the exact same
as the PS2 version of it.
Yeah,
like I want PS4 graphics.
Oh right,
like remaster that game.
But you just want GTA 5 then.
No, but I want 80s. But I want to be going around Vice City.
I want the same city, just
you're
better
in,
graphics.
You're on the boat, like, when I'm with you and everyone you knew.
Would you have a favorite song from the 80s?
Dance All Days would be up there.
Dance All Days.
Dance All Days now. I think it's Wang Chung, actually.
Oh.
But proper 80s. You know what one I like? I think it's 80s.
Yeah.
Don't You Want Me, Baby.
Oh, yeah.
You are working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. I mean, there's loads that you can
go through. Like, I can't sing that song now without... When I was at Tony's wedding, him and his friends have this different version of that song that they sing.
Oh.
And it's just, they sing that one line, you were working as a waitress in the cocktail bar, like, throughout the whole song. So it's like, you were working as a waitress in a cocktail. And but it fits, it's like, working as a waitress in a cocktail.
That is crazy that me and Pilo and them have the same thing.
Maybe it's for, all some.
No, it's for Heart of Glass by Blondie.
No way.
Once there was one, had a heart of glass. Well, don't you know that She had a heart of glass. That glassy, glassy heart was what she had. Well, don't you all know, it was made of glass. Heart of glass. That glassy, glassy heart, it was a heart of glass.
I'll tell you what my favorite 80s song is.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's sort of put a stop to that.
That heart, it was. Well, it's made of glass.
All right, well.
Ooh, heart of glass.
My favorite 80s song, yes. Since you asked. You know what I really like in the 80s, musically? I'm a big fan of, like, Thatcher's Britain era music. You know what I mean?
Oh, like the Smiths. Jam, The Clash, those guys, like.
Well, I was only listening to it recently. I don't know if you're a fan of the Smiths at all.
Yeah.
But that How Soon Is Now.
I don't like that one.
Man, that's like... Right, the music's amazing.
I mean, I preferred the version they used on Charmed, but you know, whatever.
Charmed.
Yeah, tell you, man,
you've charmed me. Bowie, obviously.
Like, let's dance.
It's funny when me and Tony were on holiday with my dad once. We were playing Bowie, and like, because my dad was a big Bowie fan growing up, like, you know, dressed like him and all this sort of shit. Yeah, and
Tony's,
you know, like T Rex and all that.
Oh, T Rex!
But when that stuff came on, like Modern Love and Let's Dance, and my dad was like, "Oh, sell out!" Like, you know, and me and Tony had that exact reaction. We're like, "What? This is brilliant stuff!" He's like, no, So I think, like, musically, like...
80s music gets a bad...
I think 90s music is way worse.
Oh, well, 90s music is garbage.
Yeah.
But, like, 80s music, I think, like, looking back on it... Maybe it was when I was growing up, like, 80s music.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
now,
yeah.
I'm like, there's so... Like I said, I said my favorite song could be, you know, Human League. But also,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, yeah. You could pick anything.
Like, though. Blondie, like... what's it? Call Me? Like, is fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call Me. Yeah, brilliant.
Like, Blondie, amazing. Like,
also, a brief mention for, I think, stand-up comedy was a big, took off,
like,
big in the
Rob
80s.
Williams, like, stand-up comedy in the
Eddie
80s.
Eddie Murphy,
yeah.
Like, you know, I know Richard Pryor was out in the 70s and all that, but, you know.
The greatest TV show ever came from a stand-up comedian, and it aired at the end of the 80s.
Of course.
89 was Seinfeld, of course.
Yes.
And even, like, you look at TV in the 80s, like Cheers, and killing it, like
yeah. I don't think I could really watch something like
you'd be surprised how easily you'd watch Cheers.
Cheers, yeah. But yeah. I was gonna say even the 70s beforehand, like if something's in the 70s, like,
yeah,
like honestly, like I know there's great, you know.
You know what I'd love to watch? I'd love to watch something like Good Times or something like that.
Good Times.
Yeah, it's like, you know, one of those like sitcoms from the 70s.
Oh, right.
That, like, you know, like,
that's the thing, I can't watch like movies or TV shows. I can't really watch something from the 70s. It's too
70s movies are like, you're missing out.
But
like,
that's the thing, I know there's masterpieces and all this, but like, I just, it doesn't click with me anymore because it's so far removed from what, you know,
like Rocky is like 70s,
is it?
Yeah, fucking.
Like, whereas 80s I can do,
you can get into. And then where will we do a 90s episode?
I was only thinking that. It's like the next one we should do another.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm a big fan of the decade, and yeah. It's funny because I know that like the fashion sense seems to
it's very cyclical. Like,
that's what I was gonna say. Like every whatever 20 years, it's like it goes back to the decade two decades previous. There's always like, so in the 2000s it was, you know what I mean, like there's like things that they take from it and all that
definitely
sort of.
And like,
I'm not a fashionable guy.
I
wear trackies all the time. If I wear jeans, it's a special occasion.
I'm wearing trackies right now.
I'm wearing nothing at all.
Yeah, like even say sport.
Ooh.
In if you look back at like Ireland, you know,
yeah,
the sporting stuff. Like, we were at our height as a national soccer team when everything was that bit smaller. Like, in terms of, like, you know, it was three teams in a group in the Euros or whatever. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, Euro 88, Italia 90. Like, we were fucking, you know. I miss, or like, when I look back at it, I'm like, fucking hell, imagine what that would have been like.
Cascarino against this fella. Oh yes, we can breathe again. Now Romania's second substitute, Daniel Timofte, Dynamo Bucharest, to step forward.
I couldn't believe it when David O'Leary went to take the penalty. I just couldn't believe it. I thought, no, come on.
The nation holds its breath. Yes!
Would have been like being proud. Now it's like few and far between moments like that. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Great sporting moments. But
I mean, what were some great sporting moments of the '80s? Like,
well, just like for me, it was the like
the Euros and that sort
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, if you looking back on it, but like, I'm sure, like, say my dad, be like, there's loads of boxing or whatever like that. Like, yeah, you know, that kind of stuff that we wouldn't.
It's funny because there's probably a whole host of things that we're just not
because we were five or whatever when the decade ended. Like, but like. I guess, you know what's a great thing to watch? Actually, Reeling in the Years.
Oh, I love that.
It's great. Like,
I love Reeling in the Years. It's for anyone who's not Irish. It's basically an Irish show where it's like
they pick a
each
year.
Episode is like, what happened in Ireland this year? And it's like, that's how I learned about so much is just from watching Reeling in the Year.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the music stops, you know, some shit's about to go down. Yeah, it's like, there was a bombing somewhere or, you know, something like that.
And like, that's like, we haven't touched on that, thankfully, like stuff up the north or anything like that. But yeah.
I'd be too ignorant to even discuss it.
You ignorant pig.
But again, it was just a little brief chat here.
Yeah, I know, absolutely.
Again, we are a slave to the car park. Yeah.
Goddamn car park.
So unless you've got more to add here,
we can get our plugs in. Like, we can have a little brief chat maybe going forward on the 90s, the 2000s, and then even the last decade.
And if you have a topic that you would like us to chat about on the minisode, please do let us know, because we kind of just decide a few days before, and we just kind of, as you may have guessed, just we don't have too much plan. We just talk about whatever comes to mind. We've already been in the studio for an hour and a half when we do that.
Dude.
No, I'm telling them. Happy to chat about whatever you want. Yeah. So, you know, hit us up. And while you're there, check us out on Twitter. Check us out on Instagram. I put it in H Podcast. Check us out on Reddit.
Mm.
Put it in H Podcast.
You can email us. Putinhpod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can write us a review or give us a rating on, you know, iTunes or wherever you can do your ratings there.
Or you can support us on Patreon.
Oh yes. That'd be the big help there.
Yeah.
Patreon.
If you do both, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Either one, if you can spare a dollar, then please do.
Get any change.
Spare change. Yeah.
Can I just get some change?
He's one of them now.
Sit down, Glenn. we made it, Glenn.
If you can support us in any way you can, that'd be amazing, either through rating or through Patreon. Otherwise, just keep enjoying the
free content.
content.
We will see you next
in the
week.
90s.
Yeah, well, that'll be 2 weeks from now.
I bottled it. Yeah.
Fuck this.
See you next week.
Can't get fucking anything right. Oh. What the
Maybe edit that out.